Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thursday, October the 10th, 2019. Hi, I'm Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Daily News Podcast. Coming up, some of the happenings from last night's edition of the Wednesday Night War. We'll get into that very soon. The Rock has been giving some love to another wrestling promotion. Oh, Vince McMahon will be livid. And
people argue, oh, well, at King of the Ring, when Mankind got thrown off the top by The Undertaker, the match continued. That was a long time ago. This is 2019.
Some explanation behind Hell in a Cell. We'll get to it at the end of the podcast.
These are my closest confidants. These are my friends. This is my inner circle. We are the inner circle, baby.
So on a brand new episode of AEW Dynamite, Chris Jericho has revealed the name of his new faction. Himself, Santana, Ortiz, Sammy Guevara, and Jake Hager are now known as the Inner Circle. They started off last night's show targeting Cody, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, basically every member of management in AEW. And looks like this is the faction war that we have got to build AEW around. Chris Jericho said that once he wins over Cody at Full Gear, he will celebrate with the Inner Circle and a little bit of the bubbly. It's got a big pop from the crowd. Also, the crowd were chanting "We the People" at Jake Hager, and Chris Jericho immediately shut that down, saying that it was bad creative and it's dead, which got a big reaction. Some love for Chris Jericho. Jericho runs the risk of becoming one of those bad guys that we all like in this particular role. But there we go. Well, I was nervous that might have just been like a random assortment of bad guys that teamed up last week at Dynamite. I'm glad there is now a story that is bringing them all together. I like a good faction war in wrestling.
Nothing can stop him! He's all the way up! Final power!
Come on! He's done it!
They are watching the new NXT Cruiserweight champion!
And new NXT Cruiserweight champion, Leo Rush!
In the words of Meek Mill's Dreams and Nightmares, Leo Rush used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so he had to grind.
Meanwhile, on the other side, Leo Rush was changing the game as he became the NXT Cruiserweight Champion. We are now calling it the NXT Cruiserweight Championship. We need to get rid of that WWE logo from the front, really. I'm just saying. Massive opening match between him and Drew Gulak kicked things off. Also, at the end of the match, we saw William Regal come out and officially crown Leo Rush with the championship, putting it around his waist. Drew Gulak showed his respect to Leo Rush as well. This feels like the dawning of a new era for the Cruiserweight division. Now it's under the umbrella of NXT. Leo Rush is going to be the one that leads the way for it. And it's a great story for Leo Rush. It's a real comeback story for Leo, who stepped away and has kind of been in obscurity for about 6 months. He was the hype man for Bobby Lashley earlier in the year, and now he's the hype man for himself as the new Cruiserweight champion in NXT. We'll do a full breakdown of AEW Dynamite and NXT on the YouTube channel later on. Jack the Jobber will be bringing you AEW graded, and I will be bringing you NXT graded a little later on. Talking of NXT, Triple H told TV Insider that the USA Network quite pleased with the way that the things are going figures-wise for them. Triple H said, when those ratings came out after the first episode, I spoke to Chris McCumber, who is the president, and they were thrilled beyond what they were hoping for and expecting. Now, it has become what we do, and I want it to grow bigger. I learned early in the process of NXT when someone suggested we go to the Barclays Center for a takeover, and it was the first thing I balked at when it was thrown at me. I was almost resistant to doing that, and it sold out immediately. It made me get to thinking outside the box and thinking bigger than this. So whether that hints that maybe Full Sail University won't be a permanent Wednesday night home for NXT, it's speculation forever. A few people have said online, like just a few people commenting regarding the Wednesday night wars, that you've got AEW playing in these big arenas and you've got NXT at Full Sail. Does that not offer some sort of juxtaposition in terms of which company on the outside is deemed bigger? It's up for discussion. I personally love the aesthetic of Full Sail University. I like a smaller, livelier crowd. I'm down for keeping it there, but we'll see. Despite the draft coming up in literally a day and a half, according to Fightful Select, wrestlers still don't know where they're going to go. They said, and I quote, "It shouldn't come as a surprise, but thus far, every talent on the WWE roster we've spoken to that has responded doesn't know what brand they'll be heading to in the WWE draft." Now, of course, they could be just holding their cards very close to their chest, but it's not uncommon to get to a draft day, a superstar shakeup day in the WWE, and the guys being shook up and drafted don't know they're being shook up or drafted. There was a famous incident many years ago where Jim Ross was on commentary for Monday Night Raw and he found out that he was being drafted to SmackDown as the show was in progress. His face appeared on the screen, told that Jim Ross was drafted to SmackDown, and that was apparently how he found out that he was being bumped off Raw. So that's nice. So it's not uncommon for it to be a shoot draft. So there'll be a lot of nervous people, a lot of nervous stomachs backstage on Friday night SmackDown. FYI, myself and Sam Driver will be live on the Cultaholic YouTube channel Friday night / Saturday morning, as we will be broadcasting the WWE draft reactions from Friday night SmackDown. So you'll be able to watch along with myself and Sam Driver on Friday night. The Undertaker is set to make a very rare convention appearance this weekend. WWE India has officially announced that The Undertaker is going to be part of the Hyderabad Comic Con in Hyderabad, in the exhibition centre there. It's a cracking venue. He's going to be appearing this Saturday and this Sunday. You can get your tickets, if you are in the area, at comicconindia.com. Go see The Undertaker at a Comic Con. Kurt Angle on Instagram messaged the following: "I am at the BioAccelerator headquarters in Colombia, South America, getting stem cell treatment this week. Very excited about this therapy. Getting the works done. Neck, back, knees, shoulders, and brain. More to come." This is quite a popular choice now with wrestlers to get stem cell research, stem cell treatment done. Guys like John Morrison, Rey Mysterio, Kevin Nash have all used it to great effect. And if it makes Kurt Angle more comfortable, then more power to him. WWE has announced that that press conference they're doing tomorrow in Las Vegas is actually going to stream live on the WWE Network, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, and at WWE.com. They're covering all the social platforms for this big press conference they've got. Now, we know that the press conference is going to be at noon Pacific time. Braun Strowman is going to be there, Tyson Fury, along with Cain Velasquez, Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman, Rey Mysterio, and Triple H. They'll all be a part of it. And, you know, the sensible money is on this is where they announce some two big matches for Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel. We're going to see, no doubt, Brock Lesnar versus Cain Velasquez and Tyson Fury versus Braun Strowman. They could just completely bamboozle us and announce Braun Strowman versus Rey Mysterio. Who knows? And The Rock got onto Twitter to give love to the NWA this week. Jim Cornette in particular, he watched the premiere of NWA Power on their YouTube channel. If you haven't watched it yet, make time to do it. It's studio style, old school wrestling. And I watched one episode, I now want to watch 100. And The Rock is the same. He tweeted, "Congrats, Jim, the boys and the crew stumbled across this show last night and enjoyed it. I grew up in territories and started my career at Channel 5 in Memphis. So I had a lot of love and respect for small-scale crowd TV shows. Cool vintage feel. Keep working hard, boys. The Rock." If The Rock's chiming in with some love, you know you're doing something right. And finally, oh, that Hell in a Cell match, eh, on Sunday. I think we're still reeling from that, aren't we? The second episode of WWE's weekly TV show, The Bump, has addressed the Hell in a Cell controversy. WWE had Kayla Braxton read a quote from referee Rod Zapata about the finish of the Rollins versus Fiend match from Hell in a Cell.
So here you go. With Bray motionless and Seth clearly doing whatever it was going to take to win that match, I had to think of the competitor's safety, and at that moment, I did what I thought was best.
You know, I think I'm probably in the minority here, but I think the referee did exactly what he had to do in that moment. He has that shield on his chest, which has been ironed on, the WWE logo. If he's looking at this match in its entirety, in this moment, there's a man down on the ground, incapacitated. What are you supposed to do? People argue, oh, well, at King of the Ring, when Mankind got thrown off the top by The Undertaker, the match continued. That was a long time ago. This is 2019. If you see someone down, I think it's fair to be like, nope, let's check this out and see what else we can do, because this guy is down for the count.
Dan, it's a Hell in a Cell match. The referee rang for the bell in a Hell in a Cell match. It's pretty rudimentary stuff. That's not how you do it. It's all on the ref. Not debatable. I know it's supposed to be a fun show, but it kind of irks me, if I'm being quite honest.
Hope that all clears it up. I don't think we'll ever forgive WWE for that Hell in a Cell match. But anyway, that'll do it for the Cultaholic Daily News podcast. Check out our YouTube channel later on today. AEW Graded with Jack the Jobber. NXT Graded with myself, and AEWTF Moments with Ross Tweddle. It's going to be a busy old day on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. Thank you so much for downloading. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.